All right. Welcome in. Toilets to Titles. This is episode number 219. Happy NFL draft season. Happy free agency season. We have tons of stuff going on in the NFL world right now. But it is March, and we figured it was time for another Frankenstank roundtable. Frankenstank is our fantasy football listener league. 96 teams last year. It was year four. We're going on year five. Me and Justin, we got three guests this evening. Before I introduce these guests, I'm going to introduce my co-host. That is Justin at JustinFF underscore on the Twitter. Justin, how are we doing this evening?
Hey, we're doing great this evening. We got the fun show tonight with the guests, with the Frankenstank. I do want to throw out that we have several other things coming down the docket that we're probably not going to mention a whole lot tonight. So just real quick, we're revamping some things like our website and our Patreon. So big moves coming down the pipeline as an overall picture. This episode is not going to take care of everything Frankenstank, guys. Please, I've been getting messages. I even sent messages out to a couple of you guys today because, like, everybody keeps asking me, like, is this the rules meeting? No, this is a roundtable. This is where we discuss things. We kick ideas around. We're not going to get to everything today. We're going to have more. But listen to us. Watch this episode. Stay tuned for the next roundtable. I promise we're going to hit every bit of your suggestions eventually.
Yeah, so you might hear some rules, but you will not hear all the rules. We won't have all the rules cemented probably until July, I would think. Early July is a pipe dream. Mid to end July is more. I mean, because this thing is fluid, and that's what makes this thing great. I'm going to introduce two members of Toilets to Titles. I'm going to introduce them one at a time, and both of them, Frankenstank players, both of them were year one Frankenstank players last year. So I'm going to start with my guy, David Genesis. David, how are we doing this evening? And give us a kind of a little recap of how you got into Frankenstank and what you thought about it year one and what your thoughts are kind of after the season's been over.
I met you guys up at the expo, at the Fantasy Football Expo last year. I want to say the person who I talked to first was Jason, maybe.
Oh, man, that's a great person to meet first.
Very exuberant, got me into it.
He's such a nice guy, Jason, too. So that's a good way to start.
Yeah, that was up at the Saturday night party, or no, the Friday night party with the beanbag game and all that jazz. So he talked me into giving it a shot, and I mean, it was fun. I was a little confused at first. I started off the season terrible. I was 0-5. Once I figured out the scoring though, and got some steals with my card, with my monster card, my Rumpelstiltskin, then it kind of turned around. I won six in a row. I thought I was going to crash into the playoffs, lost the last two and missed out, but it was a fun time.
Man, for those listening at home that are unfamiliar with Frankenstank, Justin's got the card right there. Can you explain how Rumpelstiltskin works and why you drafted it?
Yeah, so Rumpelstiltskin, this is a vampire league. So every time you win or lose, if you win, you could steal a member from the other team who is a starter that week, and you have to give them a starter from the same position on your roster. If you have a Rumpelstiltskin, you could pick a person on your roster. Say I have, Justin Jefferson, and I don't want him to get stolen. And you'll tell your commissioner, I don't want Justin Jefferson to be in danger. And if I lose that week and my opponent tries to steal Justin Jefferson, not only will I keep Justin Jefferson, but I get to steal from my opponent. So it was definitely a way to kind of get myself back into the league when I was doubted out.
Man, love it. Yeah, that's a great card. It's very fun. And I think I was on one of our guests, Aaron, who we're going to introduce shortly. I was on his show last week, and I kind of talked about the Rumpelstiltskin card. It's got a spot in my heart because it fits perfectly in like the Rumpelstiltskin lore with, you got to guess his name. It's the third time. And and it was a card that I created that I didn't necessarily think was going to be a good card or was going to be one anyone would enjoy. So it was very cool that it worked, like how we saw, because it actually ended up being a strong card.
All right. I think I had you and Justin both on my podcast in the last 2 weeks, and they were the two longest episodes of my off season. and we spent three quarters of it talking Frank and didn't even talk what we were supposed to. I think it was Risers and Fallers, and we just talked Frank the whole time. I got to say, yeah. I've never met David before, and I came in and I was impressed. I said, wow, these guys got Scott Fish on the podcast tonight. It's like his doppelganger.
Yes. Listen, so at the expo for the last 2 years, I've had multiple people come up to me and thinking I was this Scott Fish guy who I hadn't met at the time. And I finally got to meet him this last year. He's about 6 to 8 inches taller than me. But otherwise, yes, we do have a similar facial structure and hair color, etc.
Well, yeah, I'm going to introduce Aaron because that's who was just speaking right there on the Twitter at FF Mad Scientist. Aaron is now going to be a second-year player, right? He got into Frankenstein last year. So why don't you give us a brief background story of how you got into Frankenstein, kind of what your thoughts and expectations were going into year one and how it ended up panning out for you.
I think I got in accidentally talking to Justin. I had posted something about going to the expo for the first time, and he messaged asking if I was interested because they had someone back out of the live draft and because I was going to be at Canton. I said, sure, I can't pass up a live draft. And that's how I ended up getting there. And then I had a roommate join us, and we won't go down that road. There will be no Von Murder mentions.
Well, there's ding, ding, ding. That's like Pee Wee Herman. We're going to, every time that name comes up, we're going to, sirens are going to go off.
Yeah. You get hit with a, you lose a draft pick every time you mention that name.
Yeah. That's a lot. The one and only time I will mention it. It won't come up again. But thanks for having me tonight, guys. Excited to talk this. I think I talk about it all year, despite the fact that I have no real, you know, involvement in it other than playing. And I talk about it on every podcast. So I was running like weekly mock drafts on my show for all of August last year. So.
Well, hey, where can they find your show for these weekly mock drafts that I assume are going to be starting up again this summer? And we might give you your own channel on our Gilded Chat to try to help you fill these mocks so you don't have random people hopping in them who have no idea about the structure of. I mean, you know what? People will hop in them that know about Frank and still have no idea about the structure of the draft. Yeah. So it only helps so much.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at FF Mad Scientist, but two YouTube channels, either my own, the Mad Science Lab podcast, or the Fantasy Football Universe. And you are correct. I don't know how many. I had just random people who followed me join, and they said, oh, I can't believe it. I got Justin Jefferson in the fourth round. Click. No, you didn't. Read the rules. You can't do that. You know, this is rookies only or whatever it was. So, yeah, it's always interesting. But I had one of the guys, my co-host, I gotta refer him to you to get him into one of your drafts because he did a mock draft, and I swear he could have written your rules. He had it memorized, and I went to, that was the last week before we did the live draft. I've never had anyone prepare me so well for a draft I've ever, it was incredible. He's, did you ever consider this and that? And I'm like, wow, you really, it's like he wrote the rules with you. He was awesome.
Yeah. Hell yeah. We got to get him in the league. And last but not least, with the Friday the 13th t-shirt on, Mr. Jason himself, that's Mark Simon at MT Simon on the Twitter. How we doing, my guy?
Good. How's it going?
Good.
So I got in Frankenstank last year. I happened to see a tweet for one of your guys' shows. You were advertising giving away entry to the Scott Fish Bowl that year. So I hopped in, was watching the show. I think you did a trivia question or something like that. And then you started talking about Frankenstank. And just the little you were talking about it got me interested. And I think you hit me up after the show saying you had a couple spots left and you sent me the videos and I started watching them. And after watching a couple, I knew I was all in. There's just so much. I play in a lot of fantasy football leagues, but this quickly last year became my favorite that I play in. Just the different strategy you have in every aspect from the draft, even before the draft with the rock, paper, scissors, and like the decisions, if you get to the final of the rock, paper, scissors, the decisions you have to make there. Just every aspect was awesome.
Yeah.
I had a blast playing in it.
Hell yeah. I love to hear that. Cause yeah, rock, paper, scissors, the way that works is Justin, when do we, is that usually start in like August? We start the rock, paper, scissors or.
Yeah, so for the live drafts, we're going to try to come up with just a creative way of doing it right there, right before we draft the live draft. But for the other ones, traditionally, we try to start it about 2 to 3 weeks before the draft start, and the drafts usually start while we're at Canton.
Yeah.
So I would say probably early August, late July.
Yeah, and it's rock, paper, scissors, and the winner of each division's rock, paper, scissors competition gets to decide the draft order for their division. And then the person who comes in second, we added a twist last year for the person who comes in second, I believe. I forget what the twist is.
It was they decided what round you had to draft your monster
by. Oh, right. Because that last year was the first year that – so 2 years ago was the first year of cards. Last year was the first year that you had to draft a card. And we added the twist where the person, the runner-up in the rock, paper, scissors competition got to decide. So, like, after the draft order was decided, then that person could look at the draft order and could decide, well, hey, the third round is when you're going to get your quarterback. But guess what? You're not, because you have to take a card by then. But you can take a card prior to the round you're assigned. You just can't take it after. So, man, that was a good twist. So, all right, I'm going to just – oh, go ahead, Justin. I'm sorry.
Before we move on, this is something that we're not going to hit on tonight, but Jerry did put it in the comments, so I do at least want to touch on it. Jerry, yes, the hero cards are going to be completely different. So I've already put together a plan for that. Essentially, I'm just going to wait until you guys designate your heroes. In other words, so if your hero is Laurie Strode and you tell me that Laurie Strode's going to be your tight end, then Laurie Strode will be – put in as a tight end and not a team defense this time. She'll be put in as a tight end. I just have to wait until after you designate, which means I'm just going to be doing all of the work within a 2-day period when we designate heroes. But that way you can only put Strode in as a tight end or a tight end flex. You would have no other choice. And that's going to make it a lot easier. Far fewer illegal lineups. So, yes, that is going to be addressed, Jerry. And as a matter of fact, already been addressed, already taken care of. It's fixed.
Yeah, we'll just fully reveal it. We might even do little 5 to 10 minute video, because that's another thing we do when we reveal the cards. Like we make separate videos for all of those things so that we can add them. There's an entire Frankenstein playlist on our YouTube channel where you can go and watch a video explaining every single card. And they're only like 2 minutes long. Explaining every single card, telling you how to use it, how the heroes were used last year, which maybe we get rid of that and to add this, but whatever. So all that will be in there. Check out the Frankenstein playlist. We are going to reveal 3 new banners for 3 new divisions. So we have some – these are not live draft division banners. These are going to be division banners, because the live draft banners – we also have those, you know, so Justin put some time and effort into those bad boys, and we'll reveal those at a later date, because we like to keep some things in the cupboard. All right. So, but before we reveal these, which we're going to spread out throughout the episode, I do want to let everyone know, go to toiletsandtitles.com. We got a ton of NFL draft content right now, big board, mock drafts, player profiles. And right now we're doing community mock drafts every single week. And David's been big help with those. And I had some sweets before the show, and I almost just choked on one of them because it's left over in my throat. But with the mock drafts, if you want to get in there, you could be the GM of your favorite NFL team. Okay, you get in the community chat. We have a sheet. You claim a team. When it's your turn to pick, you pick. We tweet it out. It's a lot of fun. We've doing them once a week. We got our dynasty rankings. We got our IDP rankings. We have our rookie rankings. And Mark's been a big help for all those. We got Toilets Titles members going to town with all those rankings. And you can also sign up for Frankenstank on toiletstotitles.com. You enter your email address. We get notified. I think right now we have like 48 openings that I assume 40 – between 40 and 48 openings. And we haven't yet nailed down if it's going to be $25 or $30 this season. Because as you know, is that a cat, David?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I love it. Love it, man.
This one's my stalker. So even in the garage, I have to open the door or he's just sitting over there crying. I had to text Dina and tell her, hey, let him in.
Yeah, let him in. That cat's cool.
We've got the host almost choking to death and then a bald guy stroking the cat. You guys are taking the method acting to a whole new level.
Is that Salem?
Yeah,
it's the black cat for Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's it. I love it. So get in the Gilded chat, sign up for Frankenstein, all that good stuff. I was saying we're between $25 and $30 because, as you know, this year and going forward, we're gonna have multiple houses every year in Canton. We're doing 2 booths. Like, Canton is a big thing for the fantasy football community and the Frankenstein community. And we are trying to put up as many people as we can in these houses. We're trying to host as many drafts as we can And we're just putting a lot of time, effort, and resources into that. So we might up the buy-in from 25 to 30 and take that extra five to help fund future houses, because we got houses that are sleeping 8 to 12 people and all that good stuff. But we'll talk about that at a later date, but we're going to be somewhere between that. But all right, we're going to talk about some Frankenstein topics. Before we do, I'm going to reveal the first new banner, all right, for Frankenstein League. All right, so you're seeing it here first. There it is. The lost boys room,
classic.
Yes, nice. Yes. So it fits right in, right? It's probably one of the newer themed movies that have entered into our, because we have all the classic monsters. So this is the '80s, but it's still newer than the original Creature from the Staff Bathroom and Frankenstein and all that good stuff. So we'll reveal another one a little later on that it's another classic. That's all I'm going to say. And one of the guys at the bottom is going to be pretty fired up about it. All right, let's get into in-person drafts. And this is kind of a very generic topic. I talked about, how much we're doing, and now you're going to get some insight. I'm going to completely pass this over to Justin, because he is the brains behind Canton, and he already handled it all by himself last year. And I'm going to come down there and only make it harder for him and more difficult, because he's probably sweating me going there this year with him. But Justin, take over, my guy.
Yeah, no, not at all. When you say that I kind of ran it all last year, like I did like the planning and the setup and stuff, but we had an awesome team of guys there while we were actually there for the weekend. And there's absolutely no way I could have gotten through that without those guys, for sure, helping me carry that big ass metal draft board and kind of help organizing people and keeping everybody straight. Like, it was a huge help. But for this year's Frank live draft in August in Canton, we have time slots slotted out, because as you already know, there's a lot going on throughout the weekend. You got the poker tournament and the cornhole tournament and the two parties happening and the expo on Sunday, and they got the gambling expo now on Saturday. There's something every single day, right? So I have a spreadsheet together that has 7 different potential possible time slots for a draft. At the top, it explains what you're going to be missing if you do this draft, because for some of these, you will have to miss something to be a part of that draft. Maybe you don't want to do the poker tournament. You can come in and sign up for the 11 a.m. Friday draft. Maybe you're doing the poker tournament, but you're realistic and you know you're not going to make it to the end. You can come to the Friday evening draft or late afternoon draft at 3 p.m. at Jersey's at Centennial Park. But there's 7 different slots, and it starts Thursday night. So some of you that are early birds that are going to get there Thursday night could potentially draft in the first draft on Thursday night. And I'm even doing one on Sunday night, well after everything else is done, back at our Airbnb. You can sign up for that one. So come join a bunch of crazy random people you don't know to their Airbnb for a monster themed fantasy league. It sounds perfectly safe, I promise. And we'll put together this draft. But right now we're really close to filling two of these. Well, we're about halfway on one, and one is close. But it's mix and match. We can move people around, but obviously you can only do one. But sign up for all the time slots that are possible for you, so that once we have one of these filled, we can start planning more securely. Like, I can call Jersey's and set up the reservations and all that sort of stuff. But also, I'm going to try to get magnets made up for the draft board. And maybe I can get magnets of your name on there, maybe your team name magnet. So I've got some ideas kicking around there for that as well. We're hoping to have a wheel. We haven't touched bases with our man Phil Beavis on this for a little while, so I'm going to have to check in on him. But we're hoping to have an actual wheel for a potential monster rule that we're going to be talking about on another roundtable. So yeah. just another little teaser that I almost accidentally spit out there.
It's all right. I gave away some info on Aaron's podcast. So there's a subtle little shout out to that podcast. You're going to want to go check that out and find out some details. But Justin, you said there's about 2 of these leagues that are practically filled out of 7 in person.
No, they're close.
Well, I said practically closer are very similar. How do people go ahead and sign up for these?
Oh, yeah, good call. So just shoot me a DM at JustinFF underscore or send us an email, toilettositles@gmail.com, and let us know that you want in. And what I'll do is I'll just copy and paste and send you the link to the Google Sheets doc, and we'll go from there.
And before we move on to the next topic, well, actually, I'm going to let you all kind of, you know, discuss in person, because two of you were at the in-person drafts last year. Me and Mark were not. But before we do that, everyone is allowed to change their name. Any year, anyone is allowed to change their name. It has to be monster related. Try not to pick a monster that somebody else already has a team name themed after. It's different enough. We'll allow it, you know, but try to do something, you know, separate from what somebody else does. And I think the prize this year for best name, I want to say, is like $50 or $100. I'm not sure off the top of my head. I can actually check the rules, because I did put it in there. Let me see. The payout for best new team name is $25. All right, so you'll get your buy-in back. Best new team name, just simple. Get in for free, essentially, unless we move it up to $30. If we move it up to $30, I'll bump that up from $25 to be paid to the team with the best new name to $30. And last year's was really good. It was Leatherface's Holistic Midwest Retreat. I think I'll never forget that team name. That was very, very clever, very spot on. So go ahead, change your names. And we'll probably have to create a doc to keep track of all the new names, just so we know which are new, which are old. Go ahead, Justin.
Zombie Redneck Torture Family was a close second.
Yeah, that one was very good as well. So, all right, guys, who were at the live drafts in Canton, do you have any advice to people who might be drafting live? Do you have any advice for us and things maybe we should do or ways we can make it better? You know, go ahead. Floor is yours.
I think, can we make a rule, Justin, for this one? The loser, the last place finisher in this year's live draft has to do the Waffle House challenge at the 2025 Expo. I think we need to have that rule. Sign Betty.
Make it a live draft only rule.
Yes.
So it would have to be one particular draft.
Yeah. Okay. Well, looks like the majority.
The one he's in. He wants to see somebody suffer.
Well, and I think you're in it. I think Coach is in it. I think we're all in the same one.
Well, we may not be. It just depends on how well all of them set up. So, like, if that one fills first and I can get a 12th person, I'm going to move out of it and go join another one to help fill it up.
Okay.
But yeah. We could definitely do this. Like, I would say, I would say more so than us cementing this as a rule, I would say bring it to the table at the live draft.
Friendly side bet.
And then we can put it in. You know how we do the message board posts for each different division? Like, we could put it in, like, hey, side bet message. And that kind of opens up a whole new trap door now. Yeah. Side bets and stuff like that. We can open like a wild side bets thread. So side bets. I'm completely open to that, as long as nothing's disrespectful, you know, nobody's getting harmed. Like, I'm completely open to that. I think that's a great idea. I'm going to put a little note in there.
We'll have to think of a creative monster name instead of side bets, but something that's themed.
Even good punishments for all divisions. Like, you know, grab a couple of Halloween costumes and the loser has to go to next year's party dressed as Jason or whatever, the whole party, and just fun stuff for the punishment.
Last place.
Last place punishments are underrated. Nobody does them, and they're half as much fun as winning.
Dress up as a monster at the expo. I like that. I like that. That's it.
Jerry's done the notes.
I put dress up as a monster at the expo as a punishment. I like that.
I mean, we still have to come up with a punishment. That's not a punishment. That's just a Thursday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but that's cool. That would be cool. That would also create some some buzz. David, you got any feedback for the live drafts? Any thoughts?
I wasn't there for you guys' live draft. I did other live drafts up there, but I didn't get to participate in you guys'. I signed up as one of the last divisions and drafted at home. Actually, that's my team name will be changing this year. Last year, it was kind of a rushed thing because I didn't get in until after August. And so Fantasy Slasher was just quick and easy. It'll be changed this year.
It's classic, though.
Absolutely.
Mark, you're going to be doing this for the first time this year with myself. Do you have any questions, concerns, or expectations for live drafts?
I expect a lot. No, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a blast. Drafts are always better live. I mean, it's just entertaining, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And these will definitely be, takes a special type of person to, I think, be involved in this league. And we're finding out there's a lot of special types of people out there. So we're going to have an abundance of, creatures and characters out there for these live drafts. So Aaron, any other live draft things you want to get out there, or
optimal draft strategy? And I learned this the hard way last year. Do not be six beers deep when we start the first round. I showed up late because I was in the poker tournament, didn't realize they ran at the same time, had to leave the poker tournament late or early to get to you late. And yeah, it was a mess.
Yeah. That led to the drinking, I'm sure.
Yes, it did. Yeah. Well, the poker tournament started the drinking. So,
all right.
I'm a little upset this year that they added the betting expo during the DNO drafts. Cause I like to do the DNO drafts with a draft board live. They do have some where you could be standing room and you're just doing it on your phone. That's no fun. I want to see the draft board. I want to be putting my stickers up there. It's an experience.
You'll get to do that with us, with Frank. But all right, let's move on to two. So this year is going to be the first year due to how many divisions I expect us to have. Last year was eight, Justin. So I think it was eight. And I think that's the max for an MFL site. And we are probably going to add, oh man, my math isn't too good. Yes, I think we're adding five divisions.
Eight divisions got us to 96 people. You can only have 100 people on an MFL at one time. So yeah, that's why it's eight divisions. If we add five, then we're going to have an odd number. We're going to have 13. That would make it 6 and 7 because of the way that I've kind of structured the playoffs, which is open for debate. And one of those things that definitely could change. It would be optimal to have an even number of divisions, whether that be five in each site to make 10 total, or, you know, six in each site to make 12 total, whatever it is.
Right. Well, so it seems to me you already have kind of thoughts with this. So we'll roll with that. But MFL is a tricky diva, and we need, so last year we started calling for help in the Frankenstank chat for commissioners. And I know Mark is helping us out as a commissioner this coming season. And David, I'm not sure if you're in that or if we discussed that with you, but we're looking for people that, if you're very familiar with my fantasy league and you're somewhat comfortable with Frankenstank, please reach out to us. There are a lot of moving parts in Frankenstank, and we're assembling a team of Avengers to make sure that this league runs smoothly on two sites. So again, you could reach out to me on the Twitter at Coach Sheps, or the show toiletstitles@gmail.com. Or actually, you know what? The easiest way to DM us is get in our Gilded chat, where we have a separate Frankenstank chat in Gilded. We have separate chats for each division. So we have the league chat, we have the division chats, then we have just the Title Tribe chat where we're talking all things NFL, fantasy football, we have mock drafts, all sorts of good stuff. So reach out to us, toiletstotitles@gmail.com. If you're not in Gilded yet, you need to get in there, because that's where you have access to everything. And once you're in there, DM me and say, hey, coach, you know, I'm pretty good with MFL. I'm interested in helping out with Frank, and that would be a big help. But does anyone have anything to say about running a league on two MFL pages? Any advice, any feedback? Or
on MFL, use the desktop app, or like the desktop site. Do not use it on your phone. It's a nightmare. Half the things you can't do, use your computer for MFL. It's so much easier.
I just use the page on, like, I just open up the full page on my phone. It's a little harder to read. Yeah. Just not the app. And then I kind of lose patience, and not to be mean, But like by like week 10 or 12, we've said don't use the app so much that when someone makes a mistake using the app, I wouldn't say I lose patience. I just lose empathy or sympathy rather. I lose sympathy because just use the app is bogus. Just use a site.
But that's fitting of a horror movie because by the three-quarter mark, there's always that one character where you just don't care anymore. It's like, yeah, just let him go. Let him die. It's all right.
Yeah, get in the car, drive away, stop putting yourself in harm's way.
They keep running upstairs, getting trapped. Yeah, it's just
they keep saying, I'll be right back. Yeah. Don't say that in a horror movie. Right, Justin?
Nope.
All right, speaking of which, we will be right back after we reveal an additional division banner. So let's pull this bad boy up.
A nightmare on Lou Street.
A nightmare on Lou Street. So
where's Coach? He's in the league.
Yeah. Freddie has finally made it. He's been in the league as, you know, I believe there's been teams named after him. There's a card named after him. Now he's cemented himself. He's got his own division. So there's one of the new banners as well. So you've seen the Lost Boys Room. You've seen Nightmare on Lou Street. And there is one more left. We'll get to that a little later on. All right. This is something that I think is big for creating engagement and involvement. And we are trying to think of a way to incorporate a scoring bonus into weekly episodes of Toilets to Titles. So we'd want to, obviously, we'd have to tell everybody, right? Like, hey, tune in. There's going to be something we're going to do or say. So we need to brainstorm some ideas to kind of figure out how we can work this into the show. Justin, do you have any ideas about this off the top of your head?
Nope, not at all. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with something, but everything that I can come up with usually kind of seems to be extremely lopsided and unfair, at a certain point, maybe it will be a little bit, but I don't think we want to make it too awful bad, but
yeah,
I'm just too aggressive with the rules, I think.
Yeah. What, like,
looking for something that everybody has a shot at, or the first person who does it gets those points?
I think everybody has a shot at it.
You're talking like what you did with the leprechaun card, because you did that on the show, right?
Yeah, but that's you have to have the card, you know, you got to spin the wheel. So usually that only affects the person who plays the card and the person who's playing the person with the card. So
I was kind of thinking that the way I was coming up with stuff would be like some secret word that we give on the show. But then right off the bat, John and I are at an advantage. If nobody else watches the episode, we're still at the advantage because we're the ones running the.
Oh man! Well, we can't get the bonus.
Well, no, right. I mean that's part of it. They have to go for the episode.
That's not cool either.
It's not cool, but
everybody, then it should be fine.
Well,
because you guys have to be able to get the bonus too.
I just figured it out.
There we go.
It's Pinhead. We wanted to incorporate Pinhead. Every week we're going to do a puzzle, some sort of riddle or puzzle where maybe I will just know the answer so that everyone else is. I will sacrifice myself for the greater good. And I will we'll put the puzzle answer in a lockbox and then maybe reveal it. You know, a few days later, we'll give everybody till a certain day to email us or DM us on Gilded what they think the answer is.
How about we have so that it's never just you or just one person. We approach whoever has the lowest score every week and they have to come up with that week's puzzle.
No, wait, this is even easier. Two of us, John, you have a puzzle and I have a puzzle. We both have a puzzle and you and I will be in separate conferences, like on separate sites. Everybody that's on my site can get the award if they guess your puzzle, and everybody that's on your site can get the award if they guess my puzzle. So you still have to guess my puzzle. I still have to guess your puzzle.
Then right, we like puzzle, riddle, like something along those lines. But and then it'll be something as simple as if you guess it right, you get an extra 10 points for the week. Like,
have you got, how many shows do you guys do a week during football season?
One.
Oh, well, just one? Okay.
One for the main flagship show.
It would just be for the main flagship show.
I was thinking something like a jigsaw type, you know, mystery. Each one of you maybe hides some little trinket or Easter egg in your background. And at the end of the show, if you can answer what the answer to your riddle was, each person in one division can get a 10-point bonus or something. So it's not just one person. It's, you know, the first person from each division to solve, you know, whatever's on coach's background plus Justin's background. That was the movie Easter egg. You know, that's what it was. That was the answer. You get a 10-point bonus that week.
I like that too. So I'm going to write that down as well. I think, but we're going to make it so anybody who answers it gets the points. So okay. It wouldn't just be one person. Like it would be if the league is full of 144 people, and all 144 guess it correctly, every one of them gets an extra 10 points.
Right.
Do they have to guess them during the show, like on the show?
Or? No, we'll create like a, you have to enter it. Like you have to email it to us, or we'll have to come up with a way that we could track them submitting, you know, they'll have to submit their answers by a certain day time. You know, to be fair.
I mean, if you need help with that, I'll make an email that can just be solely for the weekly bonus. They can email that. There won't be nothing else that goes to that email.
Pinhead at toiletsthetitles.com, something like, yeah, I like that.
Frankenstank@gmail.com.
Yeah.
You already know me after just a few weeks here with my sheets. I'll throw a sheet together every week and knock off who got the bonus.
Dude, don't threaten me with a good time. I love a good sheet. Ask Justin. Hey, but I think I'm good with this. This came together. I didn't have that thought in my head prior to the show. I like that. 10 points. I feel like we could talk about that a little more. Maybe 10 points isn't enough. Maybe it is. Maybe we go back to some games last year. We look at the scores and we think how many of the games would have been affected by this bonus. Would it even be worth it? So, but we are going to add this aspect to the league going forward.
How many divisions total did you say?
There were 8, I believe.
There were last year. We're hoping.
No, going forward this year.
I'm hoping to have 12 total because that gives us 6 on each site and 144 total. But if we have more, we have more. I mean, we can make more work. We can fit it.
Yeah.
Have you considered, okay, the winner for the best team name, each week you bring on one division and the audience votes on which team name advances, and at week 13 you have the 12 winners battle it out for the winner, and that's how the $25. So each week one your listeners are voting on what the best team name is in that division, and at the end the 12 winners all face off in week 13, and again the audience votes, and that's a winner.
Let me write this down. So best new team name suggestion. Format suggestion. Sorry if you're listening at home and you're hearing typing, but this is how we roll when we do these episodes. So every week during the first 12 weeks, one division is voted on. Which team has the best name?
Can and you then just have a, week have a 13. With the name scrolling so you don't have to sit there all show and look at them and just, you know, vote. Here's the names. Type in whichever one you want.
And then those people can be in the chat either voting for themselves or talking up their name. I like that. So best new team name format suggestion, competition every week. Sorry. During the first 12 weeks, one division is voted on which team has the best name live on air, live on air. And then week 13, the 12 winners all compete against each other live on air. And it's voted on. Voted on during the show. I like it. Everybody, Justin, what do you think about that?
I think we might throw this down in the notes as well, that we may have to consider running a second episode each week. We do our main flagship show on Tuesday nights, and then we do like a Frank episode on Thursday afternoon or something, where it's just a quick, you know, even if it's just one of us, just to kind of keep everybody up to date on, you know, cards played or whatever you know, these, whatever the answer to our puzzles were, or all of that sort of stuff. We may have to consider a later in the week episode just for Frank.
Which year is this? How many years in are you?
This is 5.
Have you ever considered that? How many hero cards are there?
Right now there's 16.
It goes up. It goes up every year. 17 right now.
Each year you replace one hero card with the winner from the previous year, and they're a hero card now.
Oh man.
Cartoon looking hero card.
Oh wait, you said hero? Hero. So heroes are not cards.
The hero. The Laurie Strode. Instead of Laurie Strode, one's Iceman. He won it 2 years ago, didn't he?
Okay. So there's only 5 or 6 heroes, but I'm gonna have to have a hell of a lot more to do it the way that we're doing it now. So I actually have like 150 on a different dock ready to roll, because everybody's gonna have to have their own hero moving forward. So like, I can't have Laurie Strode as a wide receiver and Laurie Strode as a tight end in the same division or anything like that. So I had to create a bunch more. So it's kind of confusing, but I like the idea.
And that was the image for Frankenstank 5, by the way. But Justin, I like the idea of immortalizing somebody. Find a way to immortalize a past winner. I mean, maybe a card. Maybe turn them like the Iceman. Like, isn't there a horror film about an ice cream guy who killed
the abominable snowman?
Well, that too. But no, there's a movie like about a guy who owned an ice cream truck.
Or Jack Frost. Like,
I was older than that. It was the dude.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was the dude who was in Apollo 13, the weird looking guy who like worked in the, I don't know, can't think of his name. I think he's the. Who is in Happy Days, who's a famous director now, who has a daughter who's an actress?
Ron Howard.
He's got a brother. His brother was the bad guy in this movie, I believe. Long story short. But find a way to immortalize previous year's winners, possibly as a hero or possibly as a card. All right, we'll look into that further.
All right. I love that. Any way that we can get Iceman's head to blow up anymore.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Didn't he win? He won the Patreon.
The first ever Patreon tournament.
So he won. Not only did he win the league his first year, then second year he won the Patreon tournament, which is pretty badass. And that was something we just threw in last minute, like bonus. So we do things like that.
But to bring his head down a little, though, that was technically a loser bracket, right?
Yeah.
I know you guys could never do this, especially on like short notice. You'd have to do it for future. But doesn't this league seem like it would be perfect as a guillotine league, where literally one person, the lowest score in each division, dies each week and is just gone like a guillotine league? I know you could never do it because it wipes out like your league too quick.
Yeah.
It just seems tailor-made.
It does.
So I am doing a series of other leagues throughout the course of the off season that I'm throwing together, and I did have the idea for a satellite Frank that was guillotine style. Absolutely. So, but it's just going to be a satellite league. So like, if you win it, you get in free the next year for the actual Frank, that sort of thing. So
I also think what we really are trying to focus on is to revive people. Like, that's because one of the toughest things is people feeling like they're out and then having to replace teams, and which would make it a lot easier if we were able to just cut them. But since it hasn't worked like that, we're just trying to find twists and turns and little loopholes. And I revealed one of those loopholes on Aaron's show last week. I wouldn't say it's necessarily a loophole, but it's something that happens the last week of the season and benefits somebody who might have thought they're not in the playoffs. I'll just put it like that. Oh, this is a new rule that we will talk about shortly. So stay tuned after we reveal the next banner. But before we reveal the next banner, Justin, I wanted to talk to you about playoff. Did you have it? So I didn't really like the 5th and 6th round. So last year we had one of these roundtable discussions, and during the roundtable discussion, one of the things that the people who were in the league liked the most, and I think it was even Iceman, was the little tweaks to the rounds. And they wanted more rounds with tweaks. And just kind of on the spot, because I believe it was already like end of July. Like we had already created the PDF. We were getting ready to send it out with all the rules. And we made this tweak last minute. So I don't even think it's on the PDF. It was just on the site. But we added in the fifth round players currently rostered by teams that made the playoffs in the previous year. And then the sixth round players, you can only draft players currently rostered by teams that did not make the playoffs in the previous year. And I never truly liked those two rules. I didn't, but they work. So I don't want to just force something if it doesn't work, but I want to know if any of you have better ideas. And I want to make the fifth round as strong as the third round. Cause the third round is very strong. You know, so I want to make the fifth round as strong as the third round so that the person who doesn't get that benefit from the third round reversal still gets something, you know?
So Aaron and I experienced something at the live draft that was super close to happening. No. I'm not talking about the homeless lady.
I forgot about that. Why would you remind me? Moving on.
In the 13th round of our live draft, you knew what I was talking about.
The tight end. I was going to bring it up when he was then talking.
There you go. In the 13th round. It just happened to be like this was not planned, but in the 13th round, we got to like the eighth pick in the 13th round, and every single person to that point had drafted a tight end in that round.
Not a good one either.
It became sort of this thing where we were pushing to try to get other people to do it. We were trying to let's get all the way through 13, everybody taking a tight end. And then, of course, the guy that had like the 10th pick in that round chose to go a different route. But then the very next round, after two more tight ends were taken, he took a tight end. We were so upset. But anyway, we were thinking we have something like that because the 13th round, that's lucky number 13, unlucky number 13, whatever you want. We're thinking something crazy just for that 13th round, something like that where you have to take a tight end or you have to take I don't know, like if we end up having a second monster card, maybe you have to take it in round 13. Because that was something else I was going to propose. Maybe we all have two monster cards or something, but
with the two monster cards, we'd have to discuss this after we finalize the monster cards for this year, because then we'd have to see if somebody could be too strong.
Right.
And I love the idea of the 13th round. So where my brain is right now is the fifth and sixth round. I'm not even going to talk about that because at least we have the idea for it. And Joe knows $1.99. He's going to be in Canton. He's actually going to be staying in the same house that I'm going to be in Canton. So I'm going to kiss him on the forehead when we check in for donating $1.99. If you want to kiss him on the forehead, donate $1.99 to the Canton fund, man. You'll get one. But anyway, I'm going to keep the fifth and sixth round as is, unless either of you have an idea but at least we know that's cemented. I want to figure out what the hell to do in the 13th round because that is a great idea. Cause now it adds something a little later, which keeps the fun going where we were just trying to extend it to keep the fun going, but this will give you something to look forward to a little later on. So thank you for even putting this in my head.
Go ahead, Aaron.
What's the most terrifying two things you could add in the 13th round? Kicker or IDP?
Man. So, don't put IDP in his head because he will do it.
Vince?
It's going to happen. It's just not going to happen this year because we have – when there's a year when we're, like, running out of twists and turns, we will turn to IDP. Pete wants a kiss on the forehead. Go ahead, Aaron. I'm sorry.
Have you guys ever done the – I forget what it is. One of the Gambit leagues, you could draft the coach and the coach, you know, whatever one you draft. My coach in the league I did last year was – tight end master or whatever, and it gave me tight end premium on my tight end. Some are running coaches. You can add coaches. I mean, it's a lot more work for you, but it's fun.
Well, when we did our last round table, somebody brought up the idea of stealing during a draft. So what if this would probably create so much work, but what if by the 13th round we stopped the draft, came up with some sort of wheel or something to spin. Somehow, some way, to make it so that we can steal during the 13th
round. You know what that creates? Fist fights at the live draft.
Yeah.
I have that in mind. So we randomize, okay. Let's say we leave the first six rounds alone. And then we randomize 7 through 12, whatever round it is that gets randomly chosen. We then randomize those 12 players that were drafted in that round, and they will randomly be placed in the 13th round. So in other words, we're just moving it.
Hey, so like,
let's say we randomly choose round 8. Now right. All 12 players that were drafted in round 8 now get right. put in a randomized wheel, and we spin to see which of those 12 players are going to the 1301,
right.
which is going to the 1302, which is going to the 1303.
So you could essentially, will the person picking in the 8th round know prior to their pick whether or not that round
We won't know until round 12 is done so which round garbage? It's going to be.
Because I was going to say, if they knew during
draft
the
8th. Garbage.
Yeah, they draft just garbage, draft yeah. trash.
This man over here just wants chaos. I love it.
That's uh-huh. right. It's
agent
right.
of chaos.
But would we be able to handle that?
I can handle it.
All right, I wouldn't say that's official. I would say that's Justin, put that down for the 13th round. I'm gonna have a sleep on it. We're gonna play with that a little bit. But Mark, it looks like you got a thought on that.
Yeah, my thought last year was I feel like the first round needs to be tweaked.
Okay.
Because I feel like right now there's no reason not to draft a monster card with your first round pick with
rookie. Yeah, but 2 years ago, I don't know. I think it changes. So say we tweak it now. I hear what you're saying, but that changes every year, you know, like, and also why wouldn't you take CJ Stroud?
Yeah. He's about the one guy I would consider probably mid first, but rookies and sophomores outside of him.
You would consider CJ Stroud mid first?
Yeah, I feel like the monster cards are so important. I still feel like Freddy Krueger is better than CJ Stroud.
But you can't use Freddy Krueger in the playoffs.
But you were gonna change that, you thought. You were thinking.
No, I think we're gonna keep it as is.
I have it like a personal thing that I really want to. I'm going to continue to push as much as I can to not have monster cards be involved in the playoffs at all. But I also know eventually that's going to get snubbed out because everybody wants that. So,
well, I think when the time comes that there's a card that we could find a way to really make it make sense and we open that box, it'll be hard to shut it.
Exactly. So I'm trying to keep it closed as long as possible because. Yeah, that's because then it's like you just happen to be the guy that was in the lucky spot in the draft to draft that one card you could use in the playoffs, and all you had to do is make the playoffs, and you have an advantage over everyone in right. the playoffs.
But so, the heroes are playable in the playoffs, which is huge.
Yes.
Yeah.
But their team sucked at the beginning, so at least it makes up for it some.
Unless they tanked we're gonna have we revealed that tweet?
That is an option. If you go 0-2, you get the choice of either getting a hero or you get your card into the playoffs if you make it.
Ooh.
Gamble and go for it all.
Yeah, that is
debated tanking last year, but I just decided if I won the first week, I wasn't going to. And if I lost, I was going to tank. And I won the first week, so I abandoned that hero strategy.
Hey, so we're closing in on an hour. So we're going to reveal one more banner. I'm going to tell everyone the new rule, but I'm going to table the playoff discussion because we probably don't even need to talk about that on air. Me and Justin can finalize that. But to Mark's point, he argued his side. I said, you know, I just kind of think it changes. You know, there's going to be years when there's really strong drafts and, you know, so on and so forth. And last year I took Freddie and I gave him to Treylon Burks and I only ended up being able to play Freddie 4 or 5 times, which kind of sucked. And so it's, you know, so does anybody have any thoughts on either side of that debate or argument? No. All right. So, Mark, we have thought of that, and you know, I will continue to keep that in mind, but I just think it's going to be fluid, and I kind of like the fluidity of that. But if we go through a spell of like 3 or 4 seasons where there's really only 3 or 4 rookies or sophomores contributing, we are really going to have to take a hard look at that. But let me show the final division banner for this episode. And
after,
there we go. The outhouse of 1,000 corpses. Nice. This one wrote itself. This one was very easy to, and shout out to Andrew Campy, who's done, I'd say 75 to 80% of all the banners for this league. And, appreciate you, man. I hope you're doing well. And I love seeing your work, and thanks for putting up with me all these Frankenstein seasons. All right. I'm going to introduce a new rule and then we will wrap this thing up. The new rule, I think, was this your idea, Justin? Or no, this might be Hero J. Hero J might have came up with this or had this going on in one of his leagues or brought it up on the last roundtable. So if you watched the last roundtable, you kind of heard us discuss this, but it is official. So here's what we're doing. The final 8 seeds. So if we do 12 divisions, right? So it'll be 12 seeds. Right? So there will be 1 seed per division. The final number of seeds will be determined by the division. So there's 12 divisions. The final 12 seeds will be awarded to teams from each division. So 1 from each division that did not make the playoffs. So you're only eligible to make, obviously, you're only eligible for this if you're not already in the playoffs. Any team that didn't make the playoffs will be competing against all the other teams in their division. The team with the most points that week in that division that didn't make the playoffs will be granted a playoff spot. Does that make sense to everybody? I know I don't know if I butchered that. Justin, was that easy to comprehend?
So, yeah, I got it just because I already knew, but I still see the confusion on Mark's face. So look at it this way. Let's say 48 teams make the playoffs. We're only granting 36 playoff spots. And then once all of those playoff spots have been figured up and we know who are in those 36 playoff spots, the last 12 spots will go to 1 team per division that's not already in the playoffs. That team is the team that scored the most points for week 11 within their division that wasn't already in the playoffs. That way, if you start off with a bad record and you're way behind and you're clawing back and you're slowly building a team up, but you're 4 wins behind being able to make it into the playoffs, but you've done a good job of bouncing back and clawing back, all you need is that 1 good week in week 11, and that will get you one of those last 12 playoff spots.
And what week does the playoffs start? Week 12?
We're moving it back.
Okay. That's where I was confused because I thought I read on the sheet that the playoffs started week 11. So I thought these were playing like outside of the playoffs and then coming into the playoffs at a later
date. I did put the playoffs start in week 11. I apologize.
That makes sense.
Are you going to qualify it at all? Will it be any non-playoff team, or is it like only teams over 500? Like
any,
you can be 1-10 and still get in?
Okay. You can be 1-10. You could be the worst team in the league. All your players were hurt. You held on to them. Nobody stole them. Now they're healthy. Or you just picked up players from free agency, whatever.
You can be the worst team in the league and get in?
Yes. Yep.
I thought we weren't going to talk about Von Mergers again.
Oh, boy. Not for nothing. He went the distance. He did pretty damn well last year.
I'll stop.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. He did do well. I mean, he's... This type of stuff fits him, man. So, but there we go. So we are going to, this was kind of going back to what I said about more so about reviving people. This is hopefully another tactic that will keep people around, but this isn't just, this isn't garbage. This isn't just handing out like participant trophies, because me and Justin looked at the stats last year. There was a team that didn't make the playoffs that had the highest score the last week of the season, right? That would have won the championship. This team didn't make the playoffs. So, like, this team would have won it all. And that was another reason we were like, this is a great idea. Anybody essentially can get in. You just have to stay in. You got to keep competing and give yourself a shot. And you two can win. Where is this bad boy? You two can win this. All right. This is next year's trophy. And maybe one day you'll be immortalized by getting a card or a hero named after you. That's it. That's it. Man.
Hey, John, real quick, since we're about to close it out, I do want to remind everybody that just because the football season's over doesn't mean you stop betting on Rival Fantasy. Rival Fantasy is a fantasy sports bet site where you can bet against each other on baseball right now. They have Major League Baseball going on. The link for that is joinrival.com/TitleTribe. Your first deposit of up to $200 will be matched plus an additional $25 just for using that link. Again, that's joinrival.com/TitleTribe. And if you're really into Major League Baseball and you're interested in possibly running your own show right here on the Toilets of Titles Network, please reach out to me at JustinFF_. Just DM me or send an email to the toiletsoftitles@gmail.com. Let us know that you're interested in running a baseball show as we're trying to get one up and going for our rival sponsor.
All right. So everybody, will probably do another one of these roundtables in April. Hope everybody enjoys free agency next week. I'm sure we're going to be talking about that. Hopefully everybody enjoys the NFL draft season, all that good stuff. David, Mark, Aaron, we appreciate all of you guys for coming on. Looking forward to this entire offseason discussing Frankenstank. And obviously there's an open invite for you to come back on next time we do a roundtable. We'll catch you all. I mean, there's 31 of you guys watching this. And for us, that's a lot of people for a live stream for Toilets of Titles. So every one of you that's at home watching this right now or wherever you are and are interested enough in Frank that in March you're watching an episode discussing it, we truly appreciate you. We hope you have a good evening. Enjoy your week. Stay safe, and we'll catch you all later on. Take care.